We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We've been getting a lot of very positive news when it comes to a COVID-19 vaccine recently. Pfizer, Moderna, other ones in development. Again, extremely effective, at least according to the research so far. But here's the thing. If nobody gets this, it really doesn't do anything. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And we knew once there was talk of a vaccine, and I was a little surprised by this, the amount of people that were against it from the start. And look, I know there are certainly people out there that are just in general anti-vaccine, but I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people who get the flu vaccine every year or people who vaccinate their kids and have no second thoughts about that. There are still those people out there that were like, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, no, not for me. Not for me. And that was a pretty large percentage, as we saw a lot of these studies. Now, as we get more of this good news of the vaccine becoming more and more and more of a possibility, again, I just did a story in the feed, could start being rolled out as early as December 12th.
Right. That's insane. The turnaround time on that is insane.
It seems like more people are coming around to, I think I'll get it. And that's what I'm curious about this morning. If you would like to share your thoughts at 585-222-9800. Do you plan on getting it when it becomes available? And has your opinion on that changed as time has gone on? You've been a little skeptical, right, Breeze?
I have been a little skeptical because I don't know all the odds and ends. Listen, I'm no doctor. I think everyone can gather that from listening to the show.
Yeah.
But all the things that go into a vaccine, we trust these doctors and these researchers so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there has been a lot of pressure from just the world, like not even specifically government or anything like that, but just like seeing a world and an economy just absolutely crumble in so many different ways of like, we need to get a vaccine for this now. Like we need to get a vaccine for this yesterday.
Yeah.
Has been at the forefront of everyone's mind and everyone's thoughts. To say they rushed it, I don't know if I can say they rushed it. I think a lot of people played a lot of different roles. But for me, I don't know if there's been enough testing done of it to know, hey, this is great. Everyone's like, oh, it's 95% effective. But what about that 5%? Knowing me, I'd be in that 5%.
Right. You touched on something that I think is a hang up for a lot of people. And that what we know about vaccines is usually it takes years and years and years, sometimes decades to create an effective one. Right. So a lot of people are automatically distrusting from the beginning because of how quickly that it has been developed.
Agreed.
Now, here's something that we do need to keep in perspective, though. Not every scientist in the world has been focusing solely on just those other vaccines, right? COVID-19 has been something unlike anything we have seen in our lifetime and hopefully we'll never see again.
Hopefully.
Where it has affected the entire world in the way that it has. So there's been a much harder push to get this vaccine than any other one in our history, right? Mm-hmm. So I think for me at least, and you could disagree if you want, that takes away a little of the, well, how come it took them 10 years to do that? But now they got this one in less than a year. It takes a little bit of away from that because there's such a hyper focus on it.
I mean, and I would also argue that no one really has anything else to do. Like, yes, they have other things to do, but with the world shutting down, with everything, with everyone staying hunkered down and inside, it's not like there's distraction of, oh, we got to do this over there. Oh, like, this was tunnel vision, the most important thing for the past X amount of months in our lives, 9 months.
Researchers?
It's almost been 9 months here.
Researchers who have been focused on other things were pulled off those projects and focused solely on this. So
exactly.
That gives me a little bit of peace of mind. Now, do I know, obviously? I mean, no one knows.
No one does. No one does. But, so it's unfair to say that.
One of my friends had the opinion of, he said if he was older, he would without question take it. But because he is in his 30s.
What's the thought process behind that?
We don't know the side effects. Now,
that's the argument he's making.
Well, and he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Don't. So if you're in your 70s, first off, you're more vulnerable to it killing you, right? As we know, if you're younger, typically, unless you have some other sort of health issue, that you will survive most likely.
It's like a Hail Mary, the vaccine, if you get it at that age, right? Is that kind of his thought process behind it?
And his thought process was basically, well, will I live long enough for side effects to even matter? So there's that aspect of it, too. So for people who are definitely older, more vulnerable, should pretty much be a no-brainer, you'd think. But for people who are younger, that certainly is a worry. And then there's some people out there. And we're already seeing... Rari seeing Steven on the text line. This texter, no way in hell I'll get it. The government wants to kill us all. That is the beginning. All right. I don't think it's some government plot to murder all of us. I don't know what Reddit thread you've been on, but you should probably maybe stop going there. It seems a little aggressive. But a lot of people are very against this idea. Jill commenting on Facebook, absolutely not. Brittany, nope, my feelings have been the same since the beginning. I will never get the vaccine.
Oh, never?
A lot of people are saying they will never get it.
Never get the vaccine.
So that is worrying because as I started off with, if people don't get it,
they'll never get the vaccine.
It's not going to be effective, right?
Let's take the anti-vaxxers out of the situation.
I don't know who that person is. I don't know if that person is.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. But the anti-vaxxers, just in general, of any vaccine there is, let's just put them to the side for one quick second.
Mm-hmm.
The flu vaccine that most of us get every single year.
And don't think twice about.
Don't think twice about.
And it's yet to kill us, but I guess, you know, you never know.
I would love to have the research and the studies on that of like how long that's taken. Because
to develop?
Yeah.
Well, if anything, so the flu vaccine's an interesting one because every year it's actually different.
Because there's different strands.
Right. So it seems like, isn't this more normal than maybe you think that they can do it that quick?
I honestly think it's a mind over matter type of thing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because get the flu vaccine, just honestly... got it while I was shopping at Target.
Yeah.
Pop her in.
No big deal. So why?
Stick me in.
So why would we not think twice about that, but for this one? Whoa, I don't know. Conspiracy
That's the thing.
Theory.
I think it's a very in your head, mind over matter type of situation.
Yeah. I'm going to go on record. I will get it. When it's available to me, I will get it.
You will?
Mm-hmm. I'm not alone either. Some more texts coming through. This texter, I was worried about the vaccine, but then I researched mRNA vaccines, which is what the COVID vaccine will be, and it offered some peace of mind.
They didn't elaborate on that at all.
I mean, you can do your research on it if you'd like. I think that's what they're saying. Use your resources.
Sure.
This texture, I'm a volunteer that got the COVID vaccine being tested in Rochester. I got it 2 days ago. Experienced some side effects, but definitely doable. There you go.
I would love to know those side effects.
If you want to follow up. This texter, hell yes, I'll take it. Anything to stop the spread and get back to some normalcy. The flu vaccine is only about 50% effective and people still get it. The FDA isn't going to approve something that would be harmful to the majority of the human race.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll probably get it too. These people have convinced me.
Well, it was easy. They're just like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Freeze is like, okay, me too. Wow, that was the easiest convincing possible.
I want to go to my friends' weddings and stuff.
Never has someone been on the fence more easily blown over to one side. Good God.
For such a life-threatening situation.
Yeah, seriously. What's the worst that can happen?
Let's do it.
Is that essentially?
Stick it in, Johnny.
I think this will be big, though. Once the FDA does approve, you'd hope. It speaks to this lack of trust we have with everything right now, though, right? That's kind of... the overarching theme.
Well,
I'm seeing
everyone's
here.
Trying to kill us. It's so obvious.
Well,
it's so obvious.
Well, Millie checking in saying, "I'm thinking of it as the movie I Am Legend," and that's what's going to happen. We're all going to turn into zombies. Yep, sure.
I don't know.
That's how it starts. Oh, another one you haven't seen?
Don't know it.
Okay, we'll add it to the list. Sounds good. All right. If anyone wants to convince Breezy to not get the vaccine, I'm sure you can weigh in. It'll take like one text.
The anti-vaxxers are coming out of the woodwork.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.